things. Apostle Broadnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Broadnax.
Hey, God bless you and greetings and that all-powerful, blessing and healing name of Jesus. Yes, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax. And I tell you, I am excited about what I know God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is working miracles through this ministry. And I stopped by today with a word of blessing in my mouth, with a word of encouragement in my mouth. Yes, we are right now facing what they call the invisible enemy. But I want you to know that God is in control. And according to 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. I want you to stay in that sound mind of faith, knowing that if God be for you, no one can be against you. Rest in the word of God in this season of your life. Rest in that Psalms 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Rest in that word of God. If you trust that word of God, thou shalt no evil come nigh thy dwelling place. And I believe that with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind. God said that no weapon formed against the child of God shall prosper. That's what God said. He didn't say that the weapon wouldn't form, but God said that their weapon would not prosper. So we're going to rest in that word of God, knowing that God is going to take care of his children. The Bible lets us know, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is God round about his people. Yes, and I do know one thing. God's word cannot, will not return unto him void. If God said it, you better know it's got to happen. I love what Isaiah said. Isaiah said that the grass withered, the flower faded. Oh, but the word of our God, it shall stand forever. And then Jesus came along in that New Testament and that Mark chapter 13 and verse 31 and said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Well, you know, child of God, the word of God is going to stand forever. And I'm just here today to encourage you in that word of God. That word of God is our defense. That word of God is our protection. The word of God is our everything. Sister Dorothy sings a song there at the Full Gospel Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And she said, everything is going down but the word of God. Everything is going down but the word of God. But I rest my soul in God's care. I said, I rest my soul in God's care. I want you to get pen and a piece of paper in your hand, and I want you to write down my prayer line number. And I want you to call me, and I want to touch and agree with you and believe God for the blessings and for the miracles that you need in your life. This is a 36-year-old prayer ministry, and we have been praying and helping God's people for 36 years now. And I tell you, I have seen God work miracles, even when the doctor said it was incurable. I've seen God heal people of AIDS and HIV. I have seen God work miracles through this ministry, and I believe God's going to work miracles now. All we got to do is rest in that word of God, stand in faith, and watch God do what he said. I want you to meditate for the next few days on this Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. I'm talking to all of you here in Central Louisiana, as far as my voice can be heard. Isaiah 41 and 10, and I will read it. And the word of God said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So, other words, God said, he's going to uphold the believer with the right hand of his righteousness. So, child of God, rest there in that word of God, and knowing that if God be for you, no one or no thing, no unseen thing can be against the child of God. That number to dial your miracle is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Call that number right there, and we're going to pray and believe God with you for your miracle. We're going to pray prayers of protection over you and your family, and over those that you love. Prayers of protection right from the word of the Lord. You could also email me your most urgent prayer requests at miracleprayerstation@gmail.com. Spell the word miracle, spell the word prayer, and spell the word station. miracleprayerstation@gmail.com. And that prayer request would come into my inbox, and I would get it, and I would pray, and I would believe God for the miracles that you need in your life. But right now, I want to take you into one of my crusades, and you're going to hear ordinary people just like you testifying and bragging on nobody but God. Yes, they was watching the television, and they came. Some was listening to the radio, and they came. And they stood in my prayer line, and I prayed the prayer of faith in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. And they got their miracle. And you know, at that name of Jesus, every knee, hallelujah, shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And the good news is this. Dial that number, 318-754-0382. And you could be the next one on this Master Key program bragging on God just like this.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Give us your name and what city you're from, and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Sister Tammy Landreth, Athens, Tennessee. We had come to your revival, and my son is in the prison in Nashville. Well, he'd come up for his parole hearing on the 12th. Well, exactly a week later, and you know, we'd come up through the prayer line, and you had took my husband's hand, and the power of God took you over. You just went to speaking in tongues, and automatically after you went to speaking in tongues, you said, "The Lord is going to take care of that boy behind bars." Woo. And we knew exactly what you were talking about. And yeah. I'm looking at Brother Martin, that's us. And see, because they said they'd really rather him do 4.5 years, and he'd done been in there just 2 years. And the other gentleman that was in trouble with him, his parole had got denied. But I knew when God spoke that, that God was going to move. Well, we had heard from Tyler after that. And he said, "Mom, the rest of the people have got their scores back." He said, "And I don't. So, you know, it's not looking good." Let him know, hey, the man of God didn't speak, and God didn't speak in vain. Well, we left from church the other night, called home, tell our husband we're on our way. And he was on the phone with Tyler. And he said, "Honey," said, "he called, said he made parole. God's word come to pass just exactly like he said." Yes. Even when the devil wanted to make it look like he wasn't going to come for it, just like God used Brother Broadnax to say, God was going to work it out.
You were saying the Lord was going to move some stuff out of my way.
Yes.
And I'd been looking for a job closer to home for over a year.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I got one the other day.
You got one the other day. So coming to this revival, God has blessed you.
Right.
And God has given you a job close to home.
Right.
Which is your desire.
Right.
So he gave you your heart desire.
Right.
Are you excited about it?
I am.
Woo! And God bless you.
I've been knowing Pastor Bronax for a long time, and the way you see him on stage, I know him off stage too. He is just as humble. He is a true man of God. And if he tells you something, it will come to pass. And the last time he was here, my boyfriend at the time, he was having nightmares. He was in the military over in Afghanistan, and he was crying. He wanted to come home so bad. And Prophet Bronax gave me a handkerchief, and he said, tell him to put it under his pillow. And he did just that, and those nightmares stopped. And in fact, he couldn't get no sleep. He went to getting no sleep to oversleeping. And then the following revival, he was here for a long time that time. He gave us a little handkerchief to pin on us. He says, women, if you want to get married.
The wedding garment prayer cloth.
Yeah, put it on you. And at the time, I really didn't want to get married. I was young and I had a good home. And I ain't no need to leave and all that good stuff. But he came home that August, and he knelt down and he said, will you be my bride? And I said, yes.
If I ascend to the heavens, Lord. Yes, beloved child of God, you have been listening to miracles as they happen through the prayer blessing ministry of Apostle James Bronax. But I want you to know, I am not bragging on James Bronax. Oh no, not at all. I do know this, Christ in me is my hope of glory. And Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 in verse 12, he said, the works that I do, greater works than these should James Bronax do, should the preacher do, because I go to my Father. Well, I believe the word of the Lord. And I believe that when you stand on the word of God is going to stand for you. I want you to move to that telephone right now at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And I want you to dial that number. And we're going to pray and believe God for the blessings, the healing, and for the miracles that you need in your life. I just want to encourage you today, rest your soul in that word of God, knowing that if God be for you, no one, no thing, no unseen thing can be against the child of God. Rest in faith, knowing this, that God got you right there in the palm of his hands. And the Lord lets us know that he's concerned about us. He said, not even a sparrow would fall to the ground that he don't know about. Even the very hairs on your head, God knows the number of them. Well, beloved child of God, I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that this was divine appointment today. God wanted you to hear this. And make sure today you read that Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And that is the word of the Lord. Well, make sure you get me that prayer request at 318-754-0382, or email that prayer request at miracleprayerstation@gmail.com, miracleprayerstation@gmail.com, or go to the webpage, apostlebroadnecks.com or .org. Click right there on that button that says prayer, and right there you can email me your most urgent prayer request. And I will see you on the next Master Key program. Lord, oh, you are there, for I cannot
WDET-FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Feeling lonely, and my days are nights. I just call on his name, and everything's all right. Through all of my trials, there's one thing stands true. Cause when I see Jesus, my strength is renewed. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Just Jesus.
Just Jesus.
You see, he's all I need.
He's all that I need.
Oh, yes, he is.
Just
open up blinded eyes. There's not a problem too big that he can't fix. Just give me Jesus. Oh, just Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Just Jesus.
Just Jesus.
He's all I need.
He's all that I need.
He's all you need today. Just Jesus.
Just
today for Jesus. I thank God for the finished work of the cross. Through the blood of Jesus, we can break curses over our families. Through the finished work, we can break bondages over our lives and over the lives of our loved ones. See, I don't know where I'd be today. An alcoholic for 7.5 years.
Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus,
Jesus.
He broke that bondage in my life. You see, I call on Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Just
whatever
Jesus.
You're going through out there today, whether it's crack cocaine or whether it's a sexual addiction or whatever
He's
you're going through, why don't you just call on his name, Jesus?
Jesus.
Oh, you'll break it right now. Jesus.
Just
Touch me.